The intensity of an Egyptian, and I need to say Egyptian Emirate intervention, is not yet clear. This could range from a more symbolic warning shot, which probably would not have much impact, to a massive first strike with dozens of cruise missiles. What would be the follow-up if this could not stop the offensive? Would they be willing to continue with all this? If this ends in a more protracted war, the Egyptians could suffer from shortfalls of precision-guided ammunition for their air force, as their own stocks are quite limited. It's likely that the Saudis would help out with their stocks. Another shortfall is intelligence and concrete information about targets to be attacked by air. Egypt has just a few reconnaissance satellites, as Turkey. They would also need some support from others, from the Saudis, from the Emirates, but probably also from some other countries. With regard to Turkey, the most difficult challenge is the strategic location. Any kind of logistic support, any kind of deploying additional forces to Libya would need to pass by close to Egyptian territory, and they could be struck at ease. However, for Egypt, from my point, the biggest risk is how would their own population react to own casualties, especially if those casualties are mounting. Could there be also an escalation involving Egyptian territory, the Suez Canal? Would Egypt be blamed politically for the escalation by the international community? All these risks are probably more of significance for al-Sisi than the military risk.
But Egypt rejected a buffer zone in Sirte and al-Jufra. What is the alternative to avert an inevitable military confrontation with Turkey?
It is not finally rejected by the Egyptians. The reason for this is such a buffer zone would certainly serve also the Egyptian interest. Let me be clear. I don't see any likeliness that the Egyptians or the Emiratis would support Marshal Haftar in a new advance on Tripoli. So there is no way that the Libyan National Army would attack again towards Tripolitania. This means for Egypt, it would be sufficient to stabilize the situation at the front line, exactly where it is right now. If there would be a buffer zone, preferably with European peace troops, let me call it out, German peace troops, because I guess neither Egypt nor Turkey nor the Emirates would dare to attack German soldiers on the ground. This would certainly secure the Egyptian interests. They could be sure that no one would advance towards the east of Libya, no one would impose a threat on Egypt from Libya, and this would also give some space for political negotiations. This would also allow for an opening of the oil ports by paying the revenues, not as it happens right now, directly through the Foreign Bank of Libya to the CBL, but by paying them to some kind of escrow bank account, which means that the money would stay there until there is a solution about distribution of the oil revenue. Of course, part of the money would be needed to pay for the maintenance urgently required by the National Oil Corporation and maybe for some other health issues with regarding coronavirus or something like this. But the deployment of such a stabilization force would certainly serve the Egyptian interest. And I guess some people in Cairo have already understood this.
But did the European Union support the suggested buffer zone?
Actually, the German foreign minister, Heiko Maas, mentioned such a demilitarized zone. And I would say it's not unlikely that there is some discussion about this going on in the background. The European Union would have military tools, the so-called European Union battle groups, which would be perfectly suited for this task. The best solution would be, of course, if such a request would come out of Libya. So if the GNA and the House of Representatives would, after a ceasefire, request such an international stabilization force, I think this would help serving the interests not only of Egypt, but this would also help to serve the interests of most of the Libyans, as this would bring peace and stability, and there would be a chance for a real political solution.